childhood as the little brown church in the Bay. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from this spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light.
Oh, come, 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 come,
come to the church in the wildwood.
Oh,
come to the church in the Bay. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the Bay. As the little brown church in the Bay. In the vale, round the banks of Lake Louise.
Well, hi friends, this is Stu Phillips, the traveling balladeer, and I just want to say hello to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. I hope you're enjoying the program and that you'll keep listening.
The blue Canadian Rockies.
Well, now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on the third and final hour of the program for this morning. With that mentioned, I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over our home on CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of Limestone City. We can also be heard throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto area at www.oshawarocks.com, and we can also be heard worldwide via YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With that all shared, tomorrow marks the 80th milestone birthday of a legendary queen of country music in many ways, reigning queen of country music, that is, Miss Dolly Rebecca Parton, whom to me is one of the greatest singer-songwriters in country music history. With that mentioned, I would also like to honor Dolly's 80th birthday tomorrow with a double feature today of her great songs. First will be My Blue Ridge Mountain Boy, and then we'll follow with My Tennessee Mountain Home. With that mentioned, I would also like to share that during my career, one of the highlights that I hope to do someday is an interview with Dolly Parton. If that ever happens, who knows, but with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to her 80th birthday. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy birthday, Miss Dolly.
From a shack by a mountain stream to a room in New Orleans, so far from my Blue Ridge mountain home, the men I meet ain't warm and friendly like the one in old Virginia. Oh, they ain't real like my Blue Ridge mountain boy. I was just a little past 18 when I came to New Orleans. I'd never been beyond my home state line. There was a boy who loved me dearly, but I broke his heart severely. Things I'd never bought. on my door. But late at night, when all is still, I can hear a whippoorwill as I cry for my Blue Ridge Mountain boy. October, but I never will get over all the sweet love of my Blue Ridge Mountain boy, Blue Ridge Mountain boy. Sitting on front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. Life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby. Honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic by Miss Dolly Parton, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada. With a collection of East Coast favorites, as we pay tribute to the Atlantic Lullaby, as we like to call this segment, with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to the Newfoundland Island and the Rock, as it's also known as. First of all, we're also going to pay tribute to some of the legendary ladies of Newfoundland music. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to Shirley Butt and Island of Newfoundland. We'll then follow with a lady who would have celebrated her 91st birthday, January 23rd, born 1935. And that, of course, none other than Miss Joan Morrissey, the first lady of Newfoundland music, and headed eastbound. Then we'll follow that with another all-time favorite, this time by Gene Party, and Going Home to Newfoundland and Mother. With that, welcome in, friends, and I do hope y'all enjoy this. And we'll just send out a happy hello to our good friend Peter Trenum in Nova Scotia and the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall in Pickering, Ontario. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Also stands for you, an Isle of ships and fame. C stands for cabin, that man who named this land and proudly named it as it's called. Room to walk.
heading out on that eastbound train that's leaving here right now. I'm heading back to my daddy's farm, 'cause he's got fields to plow. I'm heading back to my daddy's farm, 'cause he's got fields to plow.
Friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program where I like to usually play a highlight of bluegrass music. However, today we are remembering the pioneer of country music that was Stu Phillips, the traveling balladeer. As mentioned before, Stu sadly passed away at the age of 92 on Christmas Day, just a few weeks ago. With that also mentioned, I'd like to remember another collection of Stu's classics, more standard classics, including first a song called The Great El Tigre. We'll then follow with Juanita Jones, and we'll wrap up this collection with another all-time timeless classic called Here She Comes. With that, I'd also like to say that Stu was a good friend of mine for many years, and I also enjoyed his music. So with that mentioned, here's some real classics. Welcome, and friends.
Can that be the great El Tigre sitting there? That gray-haired old man on the bench in the village square. Could he be that famous bandit of days gone by. Can he be the fierce El Tigre, or did the real El Tigre die? He'll be remembered forevermore by the rich that he stole from and the poor he stole for. He once met a senorita on a ray. Sweet little Juanita, who smiled up at him unafraid. And eyes hard as steel softened up at the sight that they saw. And love found a heart no bullet had been able to find before. Though he was a bandido with a price on his head, te amo, querida, take me with you, she said. Can that be the great El Tigre sitting there? That old man asleep on the bench in the village square. And as he dreams, a sweet old señora appears. And then as she gently wakes him, she whispers into his ear, querida mía, the time it has flown. Vámonos, mi bandido, it's time we went home. Juanita Carmela Garcia, down in Juarez, Mexico. Her dark flashing eyes hide a secret she'll never let anyone know. All of the boys down in Juarez won't leave Juanita alone, 'cause they don't know that Juanita Garcia is really Juanita Jones. One day from north of the border, an outlaw rode into town. He won the heart of Juanita, and they hid where they'd never be found. She knew that she shouldn't love him, he never could make her a home. But still they married in secret, and he changed her name to Juanita Jones. Then down from El Paso, a sheriff's posse caught him when he was alone. They filled him with lead, and they left him for dead, but he managed to make it back home. He said, Juanita, please listen, for I know that I'm losing my life. If you want to hold up your head in this town, don't let them know you're my wife. Juanita Carmela Garcia, down in Juarez, Mexico. Her dark flashing eyes hide a secret she'll never let anyone know. All of the boys down in Juarez won't leave Juanita alone, 'cause they don't know that Juanita Garcia is really Juanita Jones. Oh, they don't know that Juanita Garcia is really Juanita. Jones. Lord, I still remember she hurt me so bad. Nothing else has ever hurt that way. The only thing she left was pain when she walked out that day. I'm still alive, but fighting to survive. And there she comes, oh Lord, have mercy on this broken heart of mine. It hasn't yet recovered, and it needs a lot of time. I should run, but she looks better even than she did back then. There she comes, oh Lord, have mercy, 'cause there she comes, and here I go again. Like a fool I stand here, she sees me and smiles. How I missed that woman all this time. It's touch and go, and I should know, one touch and I'm gone. What I'd give if she were only mine. It's too late for my escape. As she takes my hand, my heart rings bright. Lord, please help me, she's coming back again. And there she comes, oh Lord, have mercy on this broken heart of mine. It hasn't yet recovered, and it needs a lot of time. I should run, but she looks better even than she did back then. There she comes, oh Lord, have mercy, 'cause there she comes, and here I go again. Yeah, there she comes, and down I go again.
This is J.E. Crow from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. You're on the way back. Have a good one.
My songs don't be long. Top 40 radio.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show. However, this guest of honor, as mentioned before, sadly passed away Christmas Day 2025. And my last interview with Stu Phillips, the great traveling balladeer, was in January of 2023. With that mentioned, this is going to be that very last interview I got to do with Stu about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess it is now. And with that, we'll follow this song. All-time classic interview from the Way Back Vaults with an all-time favorite that he recorded on the Country Family Reunion live recording called Supper Time. And to me, this is the greatest version of this song ever recorded because he puts his heart and soul into it. With that, here's our late great friend Stu Phillips one last time for today as we remember the traveling balladeer.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips. So born in Montreal, Quebec in January 1933, what are your memories of growing up?
Well, you know, I turned 90 on January of this year.
Yes.
So the world has changed a number of times since I was born. And, I mean, so many things have happened. You know, the steam engine was just a baby when I was born. They may have had a primitive airliner, but air flight was nothing back at that time. The trains were all a go. And so I've seen the emergence of that. I've seen the development of flight. I've seen, you know, a transition from the machine age to the technical age and cyber age and so on. I've seen so many changes in my life. When I was born, growing up as a young child, we used to have, for instance, the bread would be delivered by what we call the bakery in a wagon with a horse, and the same with milk. The milkman delivered milk and cream and chocolate milk and butter and egg, you know, the same products that you see in the dairy counters and the superstores today. Then the baker carried a big basket and he had bread in it, a lot of crusty bread, you know, and primitive breads.
Yes.
And always some cakes and cookies and things like that. And they'd come to the door and they'd show you. And the wagons would be left outside. Model T's on the road, the early Fords and early cars. And there weren't that many. And one thing I do remember, we never bothered to lock the doors at night.
Exactly.
It was that kind of a world. And another thing, we had a big veranda, and people would walk by and they'd come and sit on the veranda, neighbors, and we'd talk. The difference today is that nobody has time to do that.
I hear you.
The world is so fast, and of course you can't leave your doors open anymore, and you can hardly go downtown without a gun in your pocket. Change for the worse, you know.
It sure has.
And another thing, we didn't have big supermarkets. We had little grocery stores, and you know, and you would go down there, you'd buy your groceries, and you'd sign the bill, and you pay once a week. You'd buy, say, a loaf of bread for a dime. You'd buy, you'd buy meat, 20 cents, 25 cents, or the best of meat, maybe 50 or cents a pound. If you went to the hamburgers were just coming in, and if you went to, you know, the little kind of hamburger stands, you know, you'd pay 15 cents for a hamburger. And if you were a teenager and had a girlfriend, mm-hmm. you could go out on the weekend for $2.50. That would take in a movie and a visit to the soda shop.
Mm-hmm.
So things have really changed.
It sure has.
As far as music goes, Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams and
yes.
people like that. There were several others. And, of course, not the sound that we have today.
No, that's for
or
sure.
Or the Nashville sound or anything like that.
Yes.
Usually just three pieces. You traveled in a car with no air conditioning. Usually the bass fiddle was carried on the top of the car.
Okay.
But people were still receptive and they loved it. And even more so than today, you know what I mean? I don't know, fans are still great always wherever you go.
Yes, but it's just not the same.
Radio stations were primitive. You know, I think the ham radio, then all of a sudden we went to broadband radio. I think the first radio station was in the 20s. So okay. When I was born, it was only, you know, a decade old. And we had big old microphones. The records we played were 78s, and they were brought to the control room. And the operator operated his show, and he fetched his own records. Sometimes read the commercials from a can that he borrowed next door, you know, that sort of thing. It was primitive, but you know what? It was home, and it was just something really wonderful about it. But there is today. It's just different.
It is different,
but,
a lot.
But I do miss those days a whole lot, and especially in Canada. In the winter, it was beautiful, you know, a lot of horse and sleigh, and even the commercial people like the baker and the bread man, they switched from wheels to runners in the wintertime, and you always heard the jingle of bells. And when the horses went by, it was beautiful. It was Channel 6, it's Channel 2 now in Nashville. And I was doing real well there till I got a call from the Opry in 67 and said, we'd like you to come and join the Opry. They said, yes, well, one thing, it doesn't look very well for you to work for the opposite
Yes, of course.
Competitive
yes.
television station. So I had to, I didn't know how I was going to tell the owner of the station, Mr. Louis Drone, who was a big cotton farmer and oil man. And, but anyway, just then General Electric bought the station, bought the television station, and that was my out. So I moved from the station, carried on as a freelancer then, because I had the base I needed. All in between time, I was working the road.
Another song that I truly admire of yours that you sang on Country Family Reunions was Supper Time.
Oh, yeah. Supper Time was first recorded by Jimmy Davis, who was the governor of, I think he was the governor of Louisiana. Anyway, I always liked the song, and it perhaps it reminded of me and my own mother, you know, how there was no other time other than supper time when she wanted to gather her children under her wings and feed them, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And supper time just had, it's always been for me a coming home time, even today. And so that's the way it goes, you know.
Exactly. So I have a couple more questions. First of all, what is it like to be in your ninth decade?
Oh, dear, you know what? I've always viewed life as 10 decades.
Yes.
The different things you do in those decades.
Exactly.
And I've had a charmed life. I have a wonderful wife. I have wonderful kids. I have wonderful grandchildren. I even have a great-grandchild. None of my kids, especially the great-grandchild, has ever gotten in trouble.
I see.
I've never had any, no drugs, no drinking, stuff like that. You know, they've been a blessing. I married a wonderful girl. We've been married 68 years.
Yeah.
And been around the world together. But you know what? It wasn't all a gift.
No.
I worked hard, and I took some awful chances in my life, like leaving the security of the CBC and stepping out into nowhere with nothing. And boy, I don't think that wasn't a long day. But I talked it over with Eldona, my wife, and we decided we'd take a chance. And it paid off. And I couldn't have done it without every step of the way, even to the step with CFRN, the step into the, you know, as a Gov reporter, the step with the Alberta government. I did that all with God. I speak in my book of having a guardian angel, an incredible guardian angel, and I believe that to this day. And how it feels to be 90, it's my final decade, so to speak. It could be the go on, and I don't dwell on that. I keep busy. I keep active, like I'm writing my book right now.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I'll get my guitar out and go do something somewhere.
Oh, nice.
The Grand Ole Opry is going to celebrate its 100th birthday in 2025. And I know that I'm going to be on that. I might be the first one up.
Okay.
And so I'm looking forward to that. I do things that keep my mind active and keep me busy. And
good.
Go out, Aldona and I go out to eat once in a while. We have a big club here in Nashville called Mariachi Plaza. It's all Mexican mariachi music, and I've just taken to that. I like it. So every few weeks we'll go out to that. Then we keep active. I go see my son, who has a farm out here, and put her around there. And and I still walk every morning. Don't use a cane. Don't use a walker. Nothing like that. And Aldona's the same. And she's, I promise I wouldn't tell her age, but she's as old as I am. We were born in the same year.
Yes, okay.
And she's 6 months younger than I am.
Is that right?
It's my voice isn't what it used to be. I had a bout with cancer.
Did you?
Cancer of the epiglottis, right in the throat. That was back in 94. And they got it. My guardian angel came to work for me again.
One last question before I say so long for today is, what song of yours can I play for you after this interview?
How about Supper Time?
Sounds good. Did you ever record that song?
Oh, yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's on a gospel album that I made.
So I want to thank you for being on the show today, and we'll...
Thank you so much, Connie, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Many years ago, in days of childhood,
I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, well, I heard my mama call that set of sun, sing on.
Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time.
One day, beside her bedside, I was kneeling, and angel wings were winnowing the air. Oh, she heard the call of supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting for me there.
Supper time, the shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Little turnaround. In vision now, I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. She heard the call of supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting for me there.
Supper time, the shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Whitlock, as well as Simbush and also Little Gunny, here at the Whitlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Now, friends, I know a lot of y'all will remember Stu Phillips for a certain song that I have not played yet, as I have been saving it for my last song for today. With that mentioned, it was, of course, written and originally recorded by Gene Autry, but written by Cyndi Walker, the great songwriter of Nashville. With that mentioned, it's called Blue Canadian Rockies. Now, I was first told about Stu many years ago when I was looking into the classic Blue Canadian Rockies, and some some may say that this is how I fell in love with the music of this traveling balladeer, Stu Phillips. I also believe that it would be safe in saying that I never ever thought I'd become a good friend of the man we always knew as the singer of the Blue Canadian Rockies, but I am very blessed to have known him through our many interviews. With that mentioned, it is an all-time classic and is one of his greatest signature songs. With that, here's Stu one last time, then we'll follow with the Way Back Song of the Week and send us all home.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they called me, now I'm lonesome and so blue, for the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true. Oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for the girl I'd love to see. Oh, how I wish that I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me. In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they called me, now I'm lonesome and so blue, for the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true. And the one I love so true.
Well, yes, friends, once before we say so long, I would like to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week, and with that mentioned, the Wayback Song of the Week will be none other than the all-time classic that Miss Dolly Parton recorded and wrote about a certain coat that she wore as a young child and her mother made. With that mentioned, it's going to be an all-time classic called Coat of Many Colors. We'll send this out to Dolly today down there in Nashville, Tennessee, and also wish her a very happy 80th birthday. With that, we'll be back following this to send us all home.
Back through the years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of me. colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Hello, yes, friends, it's once again that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny program for this week. As I say so long, I would like to once again thank you for sharing your weekly mornings with me here on CFRC 119 FM. And also thank Stu Phillips for many years of great music and his contribution to the early Canadian country music field, as well as many years of service to the Grand Ole Opry. Now, even though Stu sadly passed away at the age of 92 on Christmas Day last year, 2025, that's just a few weeks ago, he will forever be remembered for his contribution to our genre music. I'd also like to send us home today with none other than two classic gospel favorites. First of all, Miss Dolly Parton, in honor of her 80th birthday, will be doing God's Coloring Book. And then we'll wrap up with Stu Phillips himself and an all-time favorite that Bill Gaither actually wrote, and it was called Because He Lives. With that, we'll say so long for this weekend, and may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again next Sunday. Same great place, same great time, 8 to 11 over CFRC 119 FM, and throughout the week at www.oshawarocks.com. So long for now, friends, and may God bless and keep y'all. And also thank you, Stu, for many years of wonderful memories. We'll miss you, buddy. So long for now.
And the more that I do watercolor rainbow stretched out across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, and the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's coloring book. Then I turn my face toward the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me, He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book.
His son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, this child can face uncertain days because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Worth the living just because He lives. You know, one of these days, I'm going to cross that river, and I'll fight life's final war with all this pain. Then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, because He lives. Yes, life is worth